Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
6:22. All right, let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
All right, here we go, man. Baseball, Major League Baseball players already having trouble with the new rules that stop them from petting each other's butts and spitting. They're doing their best to respect everyone's space, but it hasn't been easy. So, yeah, there you go. Baseball news this morning. Moving on. CrossFit. 17-year-old Wisconsin boy just set a new record for the most Murphs completed in 24 hours. In case you were wondering what a Murph is, it involves a 1 mile run, 100 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and one final mile run. The previous record was 16 Murphs in 24 hours. Tyler Freese just knocked it out, 16.75 of them. So he didn't complete the last one, but I guess he still has the record there.
What a pussy.
Yeah, right? Come on, man. 17 would be nice. Look at us bitching about this guy just working his ass off.
What, he couldn't get 17? What a wimp.
Golf news this morning. Tiger Woods planning to play at next week's Memorial Tournament at Muirfield Village in Ohio. Everything works out. And Tiger tees off. It will be his first official start in 5 months. So might see a little Tiger Woods up here, man.
That's what we need in our life is Tiger.
Yeah. College sports. Stanford University now planning to cut 11 of its sporting programs after this year, including fencing, field hockey, men's volleyball, and wrestling. Wow, wrestling, huh? It's a bummer because before this, the school had one of the widest collections of varsity sports in the country. So, and not only are they just thinking about what they're going to be doing, they're already cutting sports. So, there you go. College sports looking a little rough there.
Everything's going to happen. Everything's looking a little rough right now.
Yeah, everything's looking a little rough. We can admit that. That's what I got for you this morning in sports, man. I might have a little bit more next hour, but for now, deal with it. You get CrossFit, so there you go.
You can't give it all away right away. We got to spread this out over two sports segments, so, you know, keep it thin. Keep it thin to start, and we'll be a little beefier next go-around. All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Yeah. It's 7:27. Brock, Hunter.
Morning, man. What's up? How you doing?
All right, let's get right to it. Your riveting sports report.
Damn right.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
All right, real quick, NFL. I forgot to mention this last hour. Washington Redskins looking to change their name today.
Today is the day. Boy, they're moving fast on that.
And I believe it's going to be the Washington Warriors. Don't quote me on that. But last time I checked, that was the number one contendee for the new name. So Washington Warriors possibly this season. So there you go. NFL news for you. More news in sports. Baseball. Major League Baseball players already having trouble with the new rules to stop them from patting each other on the ass and spitting. Two things baseball players like to do. Grab some ass and spit.
That spitting thing becomes such a tick for them. And I remember, too, when I played sports, like, you know, as a quarterback, you probably know this, too. I'd always lick the two fingers on my throwing hand constantly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like even and then I'd find myself doing it like in other parts of the day because it becomes such a tick. You get so used to doing it so much. And I'm sure spitting for them is going to be damn near impossible.
It's funny bringing up the old finger lick thing, man. That's just a quarterback tick.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. I used to lick the hell out of my fingers like a popsicle.
It's crazy.
Just to get that one little extra spin, you know, to get that little extra grip there.
Look, Hunter, we're not saying you can't lick your fingers. What we're saying is you can't stand on the corner sucking on them for a half hour, okay?
Snap the ball! For God's sakes.
There's barbecue on there.
CrossFit news, man. 17-year-old from Wisconsin just set a new record for the most Murphs completed in 24 hours. In case you were wondering what a Murph is, What's up, Murph? Involves a one-mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and one final one-mile run. The previous record was 16 Murphs in 24 hours. Old boy Tyler knocked out 16.75 of them. Come on, man. Just a little bit more, man.
More.
Let's get to that 17 mark. Listen to us bitching about him.
Yeah, what a pansy.
I couldn't even do a mile run, which is not even. I'm Murph.
That's a 0.001 Murph. There you go.
Right. Murph would be disappointed in me. Real quick, college news. Stanford University now planning to cut 11 of its sporting programs after this year, including fencing, field hockey, men's volleyball, and wrestling, which is kind of surprising. Wrestling is a kind of significant sport over there. It's a bummer because before this, the school was one of the widest collections of varsity sports in the country. So cutting them out, man, which kind of sucks for people coming up too, is, you know, less scholarships.
Yep.
Less kids getting a full ride to the old Stanford University, which I'm sure isn't cheap to attend. So
yeah,
there you go. More sports news for you this morning on a Monday.
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.